Pharmacy Nation, I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 170. In this episode, I'll discuss when to use and when not to use tranexamic acid in critically ill patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode170. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Tranexamic acid is an antifibrinolytic agent. It forms a reversible complex that displaces plasminogen from fibrin, resulting in inhibition of fibrinolysis. It also inhibits the proteolytic activity of plasmin. It has been investigated for many potential uses in critically ill patients. In many cases, it's been found beneficial, and in some cases, tranexamic acid is not recommended due to lack of efficacy. First, we'll start with scenarios where tranexamic acid is potentially useful. When given within 3 hours of injury, tranexamic acid reduces all-cause mortality in trauma patients. This data comes from the 2010 CRASH II study. The absolute mortality reduction is 1.5%, leading to a number needed to treat of 67. The patients that seemed to benefit most were those in severe shock, as defined by an initial systolic blood pressure of 75 millimeters of mercury or less. The severe shock group had a 5% absolute reduction in mortality for a number needed to treat of 20. In safety analysis, there was no difference in the rate of vascular, occlusive, or venous thrombotic events between the tranexamic acid group and controls. The protocol for administering tranexamic acid in the CRASH II study was to give 1 gram over 10 minutes intravenously, then an IV infusion of 1 gram over 8 hours. In episode 150, I discussed treatment of intracranial hemorrhage due to the fibrin-selective plasminogen activators alteplase, reteplase, and tenecteplase. According to the 2015 Guidelines for Reversal of Antithrombotics in Intracranial Hemorrhage, tranexamic acid may be considered if the first-line treatment of cryoprecipitate is not available. The guideline authors make this a conditional recommendation based on very low-quality evidence. There's not sufficient data to suggest that tranexamic acid affects outcomes in patients with intracranial hemorrhage from thrombolytics. If given, the guideline authors recommend tranexamic acid 10 to 15 milligrams per kilo IV over 20 minutes. Next, the scenarios where tranexamic acid is not useful. First is acute hereditary angioedema. As a result of reducing plasmin activity, tranexamic acid also reduces activation of complement. This is thought to result in decreased inflammation associated with hereditary angioedema. Unfortunately, in an acute attack, tranexamic acid provides minimal, if any, benefit. First-line therapies should be used instead, such as C1 inhibitors, icatibant, or ecallantide. Early trials suggested that tranexamic acid had a beneficial effect in patients with acute upper GI bleed. When only studies that examined tranexamic acid with modern GI bleed care, such as a proton pump inhibitors and endoscopy, are considered, tranexamic acid has no beneficial effect. And lastly is traumatic hyphema. Traumatic hyphema is when blood enters the anterior chamber of the eye as a result of a blunt or penetrating injury. Although previously recommended for use in traumatic hyphema, a meta-analysis has shown no significant beneficial effect of tranexamic acid in this patient population. In fact, patients with traumatic hyphema who receive an antifibrinolytic take a day longer for their hyphema to clear. My new masterclass, Principles of Infectious Disease for ICU Pharmacists, is now available to members of my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. To get access to this and many other masterclasses, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.